96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you or someone you know not hearing or speaking as clearly as before? Has an illness or a traumatic event impacted the way that you are speaking or hearing? Well, tonight on this Medical Monday, we're taking a look at hearing and speaking disorders. What causes them? How can they be treated? My guests are Dr. Martine Ellie. She is clinical director of the Howard University Speech and Hearing Clinic. Dr. Ronald Perlman is an audiologist. He's also from the Howard University Speech and Hearing Clinic. And Vivi Davis is with us. Her son, Donovan, is currently being treated at the clinic. If you have a question or a comment, certainly this is the time to discuss it during our Medical Monday. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can follow me on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Everyone, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having
us.
Okay. Dr. Ellie, let me first start with you. Give me a working definition of language disorders.
Okay. Well, language disorders are broad. They're receptive or expressive in nature, and so they affect somebody's ability to either comprehend language or to express themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, what causes these language disorders? Because you said they're broad. There's so many of them. Mm-hmm.
They can be a number of different causes. So a young child may have a developmental delay. So this is something that may occur at birth. And so their language may not be developing. In older children, it may be concomitant with possibly a learning disorder or other types of disabilities, such as intellectual disability. And in an adult, someone that has a stroke and may have aphasia as a result of it may also have a language disorder, which can affect either their ability to express themselves or to comprehend language as they once did.
Aphasia, you mentioned. What is aphasia?
Aphasia is a language disorder. It affects one's language, and it's secondary to a stroke, so cerebral vascular accident, or a traumatic brain injury. And so it's really due to damage to a part of the brain.
So it's a neurological disorder.
Yes, it is.
And so that, as you mentioned, is in the case of a stroke. Can anything else cause a language disorder? Because a lot of times when people have difficulty speaking, you know, for example, you're not talking about someone, for example, who has a lisp. Is that considered a disorder?
It is. So that would be considered a speech disorder. And so when we talk about speech, there are different aspects to it. So articulation looks at their someone's ability to produce sounds. Fluency, so somebody that stutters, is also a component of speech. Voice, someone's voice quality is also a component of speech. And so when we talk about speech and language, it's really a very broad category that affects communication as a whole. And I should also mention that one's ability to swallow, so dysphagia, is also something that falls under the category of speech as well.
Does that affect the ability to communicate?
It doesn't affect the ability to communicate, but it is something that is treated by a speech-language pathologist.
Interesting. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about speech and hearing disorders tonight. Let me ask Dr. Perlman, hearing, like many of the other senses, is so very, very precious. And for a lot of people, as they get older, they lose their hearing. What causes hearing loss, Dr. Perlman?
Well, the term that's used is presbycusis, which is basically, old hearing. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a decrease in the nerves that carry the signal to the brain. There are other parts that can also wear, but the major part is in something called a cochlea, in which all the nerves are housed. and that usually the cochlea has damage through the nerves that are inside that structure.
Mm-hmm. And often when people lose their hearing, particularly as we've seen in the deaf community, those who have had their hearing and then begin to gradually lose the hearing, that also affects their speech. Why is that?
Well, basically, you have a system in which sometimes they call it the ear-voice cycle. That is, you monitor your speech by listening to yourself. And when you can't hear yourself or what you do hear is very distorted, then you have basically no feedback system. So you don't know what's actually coming out of your mouth in terms of the speech.
Hmm. So, Dr. Ellie, can that be treated through speech pathology?
Speech therapy. Yes, it can be. So in that instance, you may want to provide some type of oral rehabilitation services to help someone in terms of their speech production.
I want to talk a little bit about that in just a bit. But I want to talk about our friend, our 8.9-year-old friend Donovan, because Donovan is almost 9 years old, and he's counting down the days until his birthday. Vivi, what is Donovan's language issue, and how did you first discover this?
Donovan's language issue is a delay. He had a developmental delay mm-hmm. that I noticed when he was like two, just visiting other people, being around other kids. He wasn't responding as kids younger than he was, and that was my concern. And I contact Child Find Services and any type of service that will identify if your child has potential special needs or problems with speech or hearing, and he was given a hearing exam and a series of analysis to determine if he had special needs, and he had a developmental delay, which his receptive and expressive language is delayed.
Mm-hmm. But how is his hearing?
His hearing is great. He has no problem hearing.
It's just his ability to express himself.
Exactly.
Can you talk to me a little bit about his situation, please, Dr. Ellie?
Sure.
I mean, from what you know, I mean, you are treating him currently.
Supervising a graduate clinician.
So what can you tell me about how he's doing in the treatment that you're doing?
Oh, he's progressed significantly. When he first came in, he had limited language. He was very shy. He's been receiving our services, I'd say, for about 3 years, 3 to 4 years now, and there's been a significant growth. We've worked on asking questions, answering questions, social greetings, basic language, and these are all things that he wasn't doing before, and he's now doing consistently to a point where Ms. Davis shared today that his teacher said that he's actually asking too many questions.
Which is normal. which is certainly normal for an 8-year-old. And I must say, when he came in, he came through the door, when the producer opened the door and he came through, he came in, he shook my hand, he said, you know, hi, and at first blush, seemed like a normal kid to me. So it seems to me that his treatment is progressing quite well.
Yes, it is.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about hearing and language disorders tonight. If you have a question, give us a call. I'm going to go to Annette, calling from Fort Washington, Maryland. Annette, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, a 4-year-old talks all the time, but has difficulty with certain alphabets, for example, as opposed to glasses. He says glasses. And I noticed, you know, things like that. And wondering if that's significant enough that he should be in therapy for it, or is that something he will grow out of?
That's a good question. So it sounds like he's experiencing some articulation concerns. And there are some sounds that children acquire later in life. And there are some sounds that are, I will say, developmentally appropriate that they misproduce. But I would say if he's 4 years old, that's something that you would want to get evaluated. And so that if there is a concern that the services can be offered, because with remediation, that's something that would diminish.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Annette, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Perlman, I have a question, something that just occurred to me, and this is one of those kind of, you know, interesting bits of out of pop culture, one would almost imagine. I'm sure you've heard a couple of years ago about very young people who were getting their very first cell phones, and that they were able to apply a high-pitched tone for a ring that adults could not hear. Are you familiar with that at all?
No, I'm not. I'll tell you the truth.
Well, can you how does youth hearing differ from adult hearing? Because I will say, thank goodness, that I do have pretty good hearing, and I've heard those high-pitched cell phone rings, and it really is almost a dog whistle. It's very, very high-pitched, almost inaudible to me, but it seems that very young people can hear it, but adults cannot.
Well, you know, as we said, as you age, there is a decrease in hearing in the nerves that go to the brain. And certainly younger people have certain, you know, normal people who have normal hearing, have those nerves intact. And so they would probably be able to hear higher pitched sounds than an older person.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit more after the break about how you know when you are developing a hearing disorder, when you are beginning to lose your hearing and what you should do about it. Also, I want to talk about some of the other language and speech disorders coming your way in just a bit. If you are on the phone, that includes Candace from D.C., Darlene calling from Gaithersburg, Wanda calling from Laurel, please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program, and I'm going to answer your question in just a few minutes, so please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a bit.